Good morning. Welcome to Apple Turnover for June 12th, 2023. The New York Mets have had a hell of a week since we last spoke. So as you might, my name is Brian. As you may notice, I have not done one of these in about a week. Part of that is just I need a little bit of a break for some reasons. But also, it got really hard to talk about this team after the atrocious last 10 days or so that they have had. Let's just recap here for a moment. So when we last spoke, I guess they had just gotten swept by the Blue Jays. Then they were swept by the Braves in a series of games in which they led all three games by at least three runs and then lost all of them. And now they've lost two of three to the Pirates. Two of those games seemed winnable. So if I'm being an optimist here, and this is typically not how I am with the Mets, but if I was to be an optimist here, I would say that of the, I believe it's two games they've won in June and eight games they've lost, or nine games they've lost, I forget the exact number, I would say that a solid number of those were winnable games. And something should be said for that, I suppose, that staying in a game that is not out of reach yet, there is some value there, but ultimately wins and losses matter, and that's it. So the fact that we are sitting here with the Mets just free-falling out of contention, there's no real way to spin that. A couple of things we do have to talk about. Pete Alonso was placed on the injured list with a wrist/arm contusion. Fracture, I believe, is the official title. I forget what they, you know, this is one of those things where I had read so much about it before it was official that I forget what they actually said in terms of the diagnosis here. Let's see. Yeah, I guess contusion is what they're calling it. So anyway, he's going to be out for 3 to 4 weeks, which is a huge blow to the Mets, a huge blow to folks who are hoping he would hit, you know, between 50 and 70 home runs because he was on pace to do about that. You know, it's a huge bummer for everybody. Alonso is one of the good guys in the game, loves to play, is a huge piece of the Mets offense, both like from an actual spot in the lineup perspective and also from a, you know, team cheerleader, guy getting the crowd pumped up, just a really important part of the team. So that's a huge bummer. What I'd like is that the Mets finally DFA'd Tommy Hunter and Steven Nogosek. Nothing against those dudes personally. Tommy Hunter especially seems like a very good dude, but it was time. It was just time. They were both being put into high leverage situations where they had no business really pitching in them. Again, for Nogosek, maybe he'll get there in a year or two. For Hunter, maybe 3 or 4 years ago, he would have been better in those situations. But it just seemed like both guys were being misused. And part of the reason they're being misused is the Mets starters are still not going long in games. And so the bullpen is getting overtaxed, which is something we've been saying since literally the first week of the season that this was going to happen. And so, you know, that's part of it. But there's more. You know, there needs to be some changes made offensively. One of those things is, and this breaks my heart because I love the dude, but Daniel Vogelbach needs to either be DFA'd or put on the Phantom IL something because he's just not playing well right now. He needs to figure out what's going on, if there's anything left in the tank there. Similarly, Mark Vientos has been relatively useless since his call-up. And I know right now you need a first baseman, and Vientos makes sense there. So I'm not totally against that, but it just seems like Vientos is not adjusting the way that the other baby Mets, Beatty and Alvarez, are. And part of that is maybe he hasn't had enough regular playing time, so maybe in a week from now, if he's playing first base, you know, 5 days a week or something like that, maybe we'll see some improvements. And that'd be great. Let's hope that's the case. But right now, the offense just isn't really working, and those two guys are really easy ones to point to as, you know, problem spots. Now, part of the other issue here is that Ronnie Mauricio, who was the next baby Met to be called up, presumably hurt his ankle last week and hasn't appeared 100% since then. Do you call up an injured player? I wouldn't. I wouldn't call up an injured player. You know, maybe there's trades to be made. Maybe there's creative solutions here. I don't know what it is. All I know is that, so Chris and I recorded our Today or Love Tomorrow, the World Series podcast on Friday afternoon, and we were pretty bleak, and the Mets lost 2-3 to the Pirates. And the Pirates are a much better team this year than they have been in the last few years, so it's not an insult to lose to the Pirates, but it just feels like more of the same right now. And when we recorded the show, we felt like, well, something has to change this weekend. And they did DFA some guys and make some bullpen moves, and they brought back Louis Guillaume and all that. And all that's okay. But there's only two options left, if you ask me. Number one is that they don't think they can come back from this, and the season's already lost. I think it's premature for that, but they know more than I do. And if they feel that way, then I understand not making a big move right now. However, if they don't feel the season is lost, then they have to do something to try to jumpstart this team. I don't know if that means a hitting coach gets fired. I don't know if that means a manager gets fired. I don't know if that means just a reshuffling of the duties of the coaching staff. I'm not calling for anyone's job just yet. I think that's probably premature, but I would understand if it happened. Something has to happen here. It has to happen here. But I will be back this week with daily shows. I knew that week, but I'm back and ready to do these. And so go to homerunapplesauce.com or patreon.com/homerunapplesauce to support this podcast directly. You can follow me on Twitter @BrianNeedsAnApp. And until next time, let's go.